This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. The U.S. Justice Department is suing Walmart for its role in fueling the nation's opioid epidemic. It alleges the company unlawfully dispensed controlled substances from pharmacies it operated. Attorneys from the office of Jason Dunn, the U.S. attorney for Colorado, worked on the case.
As one of the largest pharmacy chains in America, they have 5,000 pharmacies in the United States, over 100 in Colorado. They were certainly a very large market player and had the ability to really impact the opioid crisis in a positive way.
Instead, the complaint alleges Walmart knew its system for detecting illegitimate prescriptions was inadequate. It says Walmart's own employees warned federal authorities and company managers about possibly suspicious prescriptions. Damages in the civil case could total in the billions of dollars. In a statement, Walmart accused the probe of being, quote, tainted by historical ethics violations. Healthcare workers at Fort Carson are receiving their first doses of the new Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Sergeant First Class Doreen Fajoto was one of the first to get it. She says her job with the Department of Emergency Medicine on base influenced her decision.
And also my family and the soldiers that I am leading. So if they see that I'm not afraid to get this vaccine, then definitely it will encourage them more to receive the vaccine.
Fort Carson is prioritizing healthcare workers and emergency services personnel for vaccination. Patients at Evans Army Community Hospital will be vaccinated at a later date. This is CPR News.